Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy today with our high nearing 55. Rain showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with a low around 44. Partly sunny with a high of 55 into Friday and staying cloudy with a low around 37 into Friday night. Partly sunny 59 into Saturday, then a chance for some rain showers and thunderstorms Saturday night with a low around 49. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting up to 35. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 48 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. The man at the center of a now-canceled statewide silver alert is believed to have been found deceased inside his van in Kansas City, Missouri. The Lawrence Police Department says it was notified on Tuesday evening that missing 73-year-old Jerry Adams' vehicle had been found in Kansas City, Missouri. A deceased individual was also found inside the van. While the man inside has not been positively identified, investigators said they believe it to be Adams. There has been no link to a homicide. AAA is anticipating to help thousands of Kansas drivers this holiday season. With more than 1 million Kansans expected to hit the road this holiday season, AAA is preparing to receive 3,000 calls for roadside assistance from stranded travelers. That's according to a press release. The Kansas Highway Patrol and other agencies will also have more law enforcement officers on the road to make sure everyone is staying safe. KHP will be on the lookout for impaired drivers, child passenger safety laws, and seatbelt use for all travelers. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and the station.
Ho, ho, ho. Toppers Plus Truck and RV has gift ideas for the truck owner on your Christmas list. Toppers Plus is Wichita's exclusive Lear dealer for truck caps and tonneaus. Plus, we're your authorized Rhino Linings dealer, the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners. Ride to Grandma's house in style this season with new floor mats by WeatherTech. You'll find stocking stuffers and gift certificates for the truck enthusiasts on your list at 333 Northwest Street in Wichita or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you.
One man is behind bars for possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute in Topeka. The Topeka Police Department stated that on Wednesday, members of their narcotics unit, along with the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office, served a search warrant in the 6200 block of Southwest 26th Street related to an ongoing investigation. And while conducting the search warrant, officers located methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. Topeka Police said Mark Zimlich, 56, was taken to the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. The Kansas Highway Patrol said troopers will be out on the roads to assist motorists throughout the holiday weekend. KHP officials indicated the Christmas and New Year's travel season has arrived and that the KHP urges motorists to practice safety on the roads this holiday season. Impaired drivers could be encountered, and winter weather is always a threat this time of year. If you find yourself in need of assistance on a Kansas highway this holiday season, dial *47 or dial *582 on the Kansas Turnpike. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. A Hastings woman suffered minor injuries after she drove her vehicle into a business yesterday. Around 12:04 in the afternoon, officers responded to Nebraska Eye Care, located at 220 South Burlington Avenue, for a vehicle versus building crash. A 69-year-old Hastings woman hit the gas instead of the brake, driving into the eye clinic. She said the woman suffered minor injuries but was taken to Mary Lanning Healthcare to get checked out. The building did suffer extensive damage, with the business sharing a message on Facebook that it will be closed temporarily. Governor Jim Pillen's administration has decided that Nebraska won't be participating in a new national child nutrition program that could have delivered an estimated $18 million in grocery buying benefits next summer to kids and their families. The decision comes despite a months-long effort by food banks and other advocates to persuade the governor to opt into the summer EBT program. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Progress reported in a mediation dispute with several area school districts and Prairie Hills USD 113 regarding district boundaries. Representatives met earlier this month with an appointed mediator through the Kansas State Board of Education and reportedly reached an agreement in principle to transfer a portion of land from USD 113 to USD 380, Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia, which was then unanimously approved by those respective boards. Negotiations with Nemahal Central, USD 115, and Jackson Heights, USD 335, ongoing and not resolved at this time. Washington Playground Committee is working with the City Council on a new project. Final designs not yet been selected. The committee is working to finalize proposals to present to council for a decision by February. Estimated cost for a new structure with accessibility features, including poured-in-place safety surfacing, is projected between $400,000 and $500,000. They are focused on preserving the history of Munchkin Land, the current playground, saving existing pieces that could be repurposed, while creating an updated, modern, and more accessible structure with minimal maintenance and a longer lifespan. Some aspects will be kept, including the existing donor wall, flagpole, yellow brick road, and shelter houses. Several projects are in the works to assist with funding, including grant opportunities, and the committee will work on other fundraising options as well. Donations are being accepted for the Washington Playground Project. They're tax-deductible and can be made out to the City of Washington. Please include playground in the memo or designation line. All donations will be deposited into the playground fund with a receipt and monthly reports. For details, contact Washington City Hall. Concerns with law enforcement pay in Pawnee County continue, with several residents commenting at a recent county commissioners meeting. Two deputies have indicated they will resign after the first of the year unless salaries are raised. The Pawnee City Mayor was among those attending and asked how commissioners will respond to the requests. The sheriff was also in attendance and is working with commissioners to reach an agreement regarding changes in salary and policies. They met in executive session for nearly an hour. Pawnee County Clerk Candy Nicholas informed commissioners she will resign her position effective March 1st. The Marysville man, 47-year-old Travis Dwayne Edwards, faces charges of aggravated battery and interference with law enforcement with a legal complaint of second-degree murder in connection with an April 5th traffic accident near Emporia. Kansas Highway Patrol says Edwards went left of center and struck a vehicle, which in turn rotated and struck another semi. Edwards continued, striking two other vehicles. Both of those drivers listed as fatalities in the accident. Initial charges of suspicion of first-degree murder were modified. An injury accident was reported Monday afternoon in Gage County as two vehicles collided at a U.S. 36 intersection in Cortland around 3:30 p.m. Both vehicles were totaled, one driver transported to a Lincoln hospital, the other taken for medical treatment by a family member. Denise E. DeConing, age 65, of rural Pawnee City, passed away December 18th. Celebration of Life Luncheon is planned Friday, 11 a.m., Summerfield Community Center, with the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City in charge of arrangements for Denise DeKoning. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, cheeseburger soup, pimento cheese sandwich, celery and carrots, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, sausage gravy with a biscuit, hash browns, asparagus, fresh fruit, and a scone. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. Rain showers are likely overnight tonight, cloudy with the lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny throughout Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then mostly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Some sunshine throughout Saturday with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms into Saturday night. Cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Rain showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday. Mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Rain showers will continue Sunday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Showers continue into Monday as well, mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and mid-40s. And more rain over Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 42, record high on this date 66. The average low 21 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43. Sunset this evening at 5:07. It's 48 degrees, cloudy overcast this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 21st of December. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ease the burden on your loved ones with pre-planning services offered through Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville and Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley. This is Jared Anders, and we can help you in assuring that your wishes will be taken care of, easing the decision process for your family. From service arrangements to special requests, let us take time to meet your exact needs. Find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us at Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville or at Anders Fifely Funeral Home in Riley.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
Embiid dominates and another upset alert in top 25 college action. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Home against the NBA West leading T-Wolves, Joel Embiid of the Sixers had a big fourth quarter.
Embiid turns, fakes, shoots on Rudy Gobert, and it's good. The shot clock was winding down. Embiid just got back into the game.
Call on WPEN. Embiid logged a season-high 51 points. And Philly's strong fourth quarter powered them to a 127-113 win. Playing without Jason Tatum, the Celts got 28 each from Derek White and Jaylen Brown. Kristaps Porzingis added 24. Celtics drubbed the Kings 144-119. More NBA, the Clippers took an 8-game winning streak into Dallas. Kawhi Leonard led LA with 30 points. Clippers beat the Mavs 121-111. Denver down Toronto 113-104. The Bulls adding by subtraction. With Zach LaVine out with an injury, Chicago pounded the Lakers 124-108. They're 7-3 since LaVine went down. The Knicks crushed the Nets 121-102. The Heat got by the Magic 115-106. A few upsets last night in top 25 college action. Seton Hall took on number 5, UConn.
And that'll be it. UConn comes in, and they fall for the second time this year. The Pirates had the best of it tonight. 75-60 was the final.
The call on Learfield, the Pirates crushed the Huskies, 75-60. 12th-ranked Creighton was home against unranked Villanova.
4 seconds to go, brings it across the timeline, 3 seconds to go. Shireman straight away, 3 at the buzzer, no good. It's off the rim, Cats win.
Our thanks to Fox Sports Philadelphia, the Wildcats shocked the Blue Jays 68-66 in overtime. At Madison Square Garden, number 21 Duke bested 10th-ranked Baylor, 78-70. NHL, the Kraken edged the Kings 2-1. The Jets skated by the Red Wings 5-2, and the Capitals edged the Islanders 3-2 in overtime. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
With the best barbecue around, Bite Me Barbecue has the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone. For a limited time, buy one $25 gift card and receive $10 off each additional $25 gift card purchase. Able to cater for any event this season for the best prices and the best service. Think Bite Me Barbecue and Catering in Marysville.
Ever feel like your insurance company doesn't know you?
Insurance Corporation will issue generic plans where agricultural activities occur.
Only a human can visit your farm or ranch to know what you need. Find out why Farm Bureau Financial Services is the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it. Talk to an agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2019 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we start this Thursday morning, let's go ahead and get you a recap of yesterday's numbers as well as a quick glance at the overnight trading session. It was a lower day in the grains pretty much all across the board throughout Kansas City wheat, seeing double-digit losses, corn also dropping just a couple of cents, and soybeans also having a tough day all throughout the soy markets. And the livestock, though, turned it around. They had quite the morning. It was mixed and volatile for the majority day of trading yesterday, however, finishing strong for December live cattle up $1.57 at the close at 170.02. February finishing up 152 at 170.30. Same story for the feeders. January feeder cattle finishing up 215 at 224.05. March finishing at 225.75. That was up 255 for the day. However, for the hogs, for the third straight day, they saw nothing but losses. February hogs down 32 at 70.22. April dropping down 67 at 76.92. Now to the grains. As I mentioned yesterday, pretty much lower all throughout. Corn dropping a couple of cents, but somewhat making up for that in the overnight trading session. March corn currently up a 3/4 cent at 470.5 cents. May up a penny at 483.5. Kansas City wheat also in the green. March currently up 6.5 at 631.5. May up 3.75 at 633.5. And oats right now still in the red. March dropping 3 at 375.75. Other futures months are holding steady. Now to the soy market. January beans currently down 1.25 cents, selling at 1307 a bushel. March right now at 1314 a bushel. That is also down 1.25 cents. Soybean meal for the month of January dropped 60 to 399.30. March also down 20 to 388.50. However, the other futures are slightly higher. Soy oil drops 45 for January at 50.11. And the cotton markets right now struggling through the overnights. March currently down 17 at 79.04. Early trading in the energy sector shows February crude oil down 34 at 73.88. Unleaded gas down 2 cents at 217 a gallon. And natural gas currently up to at 247. With your latest market update, I'm Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network.
Most car dealers have service after the sale, but at Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville, whether it came off their lot or not, they will service it. Oil and filter changes, tire rotations, battery tests, belts and brake checks, everything to keep you safe on the road. With the highest quality care for your vehicle, have Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville check over your ride today.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. As we move into the colder months, many people may be purchasing firewood to heat up their homes. Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Ryan Rastock shares information on what people should think about when buying firewood and moving it. He begins by explaining why moving firewood over far distances is a bad idea.
Firewood is one of those things that a lot of
tree pests, insects, and pathogens can kind of harbor those things. And so the further we move them around and the more we move firewood around, it sets the stage for those things to emerge and then maybe establish and harm or the health or even the longevity or the lifespan of our trees. So we tend to say burn it where you buy it or burn it where you cut it, because the longer distances you move those that wood, the more likely you are to introduce something that you don't want. Now, not in all cases, but, you know, in some, for example, something like emerald ash borer, if you're moving ash wood, you know, that is a pretty big deal and can cause major infestations and a lot of tree mortality. And there are just things out there we're not even aware of yet. And so keeping that firewood as local as possible really kind of can contain potential outbreaks of things, pests and pathogens.
Rastock discusses the possible concerns that can come from bringing firewood home from vacation.
There's an array of insects that we have not yet detected here in Kansas that can travel in firewood, namely things like Asian longhorn beetle and things of that nature. And so they're living inside of that wood. And so, you know, if you're bringing in firewood from another state, say you go camping in Michigan or something, but you live in Manhattan, you go up there and, you know, you get firewood, buy firewood, cut firewood, and you don't burn it all and you bring it down here, you are potentially introducing things from that area into here and vice versa, taking our wood and moving it over there. And so really that's a big concern. And we do see it getting moved around quite a bit at campsites and stuff like that. And you'll even see at campsites, you know, don't move firewood signs and things like that.
He shares how people can identify if there is something in their firewood.
If you see emergence holes or tunneling, or oftentimes you'll see dust or frass, basically bug poop, insect poop, kind of being pitched out of the firewood. If you see little bits of dust kind of forming, then there's something in there feeding. And, you know, oftentimes it's just a native insect that you don't need to worry about. But depending on the type of wood it is, if you're seeing, you know, emergence holes and the dust and all this kind of stuff, or tunneling when the bark comes off, then there's insects in there. And wherever you take that, and if they're still in there, then they're going to emerge and then be wherever you take it.
That was Kansas Forest Service Forest Health Coordinator Ryan Rastock on the concerns of moving firewood over county and state lines. Rastock says to burn it where you buy it. Find more information on this topic at www.don'tmovefirewood.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
No sale this Thursday, December 21st at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas.
The winter solstice occurs today, ushering in a season that grows shorter every year. We have the details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 21st, the 355th day of the year. Actor Samuel L. Jackson has a birthday, and on this day in 1620, pilgrims aboard the Mayflower landed at Plymouth Rock in Massachusetts. The solstice and the official arrival of winter occurs around 10:27 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. Not your favorite season? Here's some good news. Winter is growing shorter every year. Because of subtle variations in the Earth's orbit, winter in the Northern Hemisphere is 89 days, while summer is 93 and a half days. In about 500 years, winter will be a full 5 days shorter than summer. Unfortunately, that doesn't mean less winter weather. The shift is in astronomical, not meteorological seasons. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about the seasons online at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY 48 with a cloudy overcast, very, very mild. This would be a seasonal high for late December. Highs forecast today in that 55 degree range.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tall. Hunter Renfrow and the Kansas City Royals finalized a $13 million two-year contract Tuesday, filling the biggest offensive hole for a club that spent heavily in free agency. From worst hitting outfielder who turns 32 next month will get a $5.5 million salary from Kansas City for the upcoming season. Renfrow's deal also includes a $7.5 million player option for 2025 with a $1 million buyout. Players on the rosters for the Wichita State and Kansas State men's basketball teams are heading into tonight's matchup in Kansas City, Missouri at T-Mobile Center, looking to pick up a quality non-conference win and then begin to build momentum heading into conference play.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lock. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one slid.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and-one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball live on KNDY.
KNDY.
Sunburned, stare at them white caps rolling over. Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona. But she looks back, yeah, she throws me a kiss like, honey, I sure want you. And it's 103 between her and me, and only 92 in Daytona. And it's sunshine. There's a reggae band full of dreadheads just sitting in the corner laughing. Well, my baby walks over, drops a 20 in the jar. She smiles and shakes it at me. Yeah, she gets them gone, she gets them playing a little. Don't worry, be happy. And it's sunshine. Singing, oh, 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 yeah.
ask anyone. I don't dance, but here I am, spinning you round and round in circles. It ain't my style, but I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Guess you got me in the palm of your hand. I don't dance. Love's never come my way. I've never been this far. 'Cause you took these two left feet. No, I'm